You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Our current serial is Let Sleeping Princes Lie. But before I get to the new episode, I want to tell you about my upcoming release, Girl Reporter. This is a superhero novella, and it's coming out from the Book Smugglers on December the 19th. But you can pre-order it now from Amazon. I'm really excited about this novella. It's part of my overall cookie-cutter superhero universe, which I will be featuring here on the podcast next year. There are two stories to date in that universe, which is a very Australian take on superhero traditions. But Girl Reporter is a standalone novella. You don't have to have read the earlier stories. And it's all about, you know, women in the media, the Lois Lane archetype, mothers and daughters, interdimensional space travel. It just has lots of very Tansy things. If you like my stories, you'll probably like this one. It has an amazing cover. And I'm putting a link in the show notes to the Mary Sue article I wrote, which also has the cover reveal. Yes, so I hope you guys will enjoy that. It could be coming out just before Christmas, but if you pre-order it now, it will magically appear on your e-reading device, so you don't have to remember it later. Okay, so Let Sleeping Princes Lie, Part 5, Kiss the Quill. Prince Chase of Charming had spent his whole life taking hounds for granted. They guarded him, babysat him, saved him from the worst consequences of his terrible behaviour. They mopped his brow when he was sick, and refused to marry him, even when he made a most persuasive case for it. Those last two were specific to Corporal Jack, rather than hounds in general. Never had a hound run at him like this, howling and murderous. Not even Sarge on a bad day. Cadet Dennis glowed with anger, like an avenging golden-haired ogre, all muscle and smiting. He powered down the stairs towards Chase as if he honestly meant to kill him, but came to a stumbling halt when he saw the crumpled figure of Kai on the stairs. "He did it to himself," Chase said crossly. "I didn't ask him to rescue me. That's not his job." "It's yours," he added, with a sour note. But Cadet Dennis didn't notice the sting. Cyrus clattered down next with Corporal Jack, who took those stairs far too slowly if she intended to save Chase from her clearly violent co-worker. Camilla and Cadet Ziggy followed them, crowding into the stairwell, which had only a minute earlier been crammed with enchanted spinning wheels. Dennis went to his knees, with a wounded sound cradling Kai's head in his lap. "Ow," he started to say. "That's what I want to know," snapped Chase. "It's our family curse. We know that. Since when do the spinning wheels go after civilians?" "Oh," said Jack, looking gutted. "Damn." Camilla closed her eyes just for a moment, and when she opened them again, she looked guilty as hell. So she knew what was going on. Everyone seemed to, except Chase and his brother. "What the hell is going on?" It was Cyrus who asked that, every bit as furious as Chase. As the elder brother, of course, his question was treated more seriously. "Can we take him to your room?" Camilla asked Cyrus, with a sob in her throat. "Please. I'll explain it all then, but we have to get him out of sight. I don't know if we want Father to know about this. Not yet, anyway." Dennis moved in one swift moment, gathering the fallen quill in his arms. "My, the muscles on that one." "You knew all along," he accused Camilla, in the kind of voice that hounds never used in the presence of royals, full of angry insolence. "I've been teaching him magic for half a year," said Camilla, tossing her head. Of course I knew. He has the same magic as me. I'm not stupid." The hounds followed Cadet Dennis and Chase's sister up the stairs again, in an oddly solemn procession. Chase grabbed Cyrus's arm before they followed. "I think I'm stupid," he said urgently. "What the hell is going on?" Cyrus looked like death warmed up, which meant he had figured it out too, the bastard. "It can't be," he said in a shaky voice. "Right here? All this time?" I hate you all, Chase decided 10 minutes later when he had his explanation. This Quill has been in this city for half a year or more. You all guessed he was our long-lost brother, and you failed to mention it. He wasn't looking at the hound, currently curled around his boyfriend's unconscious body on the bed. He was looking at Jack. Chase didn't care about the others. He cared that Corporal Jack, his friend, one of the people he trusted most in the world, had kept this from him. He should have known. His father had always disapproved of his children making friends with the help, and had warned them time and time again that when you were a royal, you could not rely on anyone but family. Given how badly his father had let them all down over the last forever, Chase had taken that advice with a pinch of salt. If he hadn't already been head over heels in friendship with the sharp, sarcastic hound, who cleaned up all his messes and didn't pull her punches like everyone else, he would have befriended her just to spite the king. I didn't know, Jack snapped defensively, and then, perhaps seeing something of Chase's current betrayal in his face, calmed her voice. It was a guess, a suspicion. We hadn't figured out how to ask him about it yet, let alone the rest of you. Apparently you didn't have to, said Cyrus, and his own searing gaze of accusation was locked onto their sister. I thought we had plenty of time, Camilla said defensively. Spinning wheels haven't been this aggressive before. Apart from the obvious time. Can we just, broke in Cadet Dennis, can we move past the part where everyone blames everyone else? How do we fix him? Chase stared at the hound. Had he not been paying attention? I thought you knew, he said flatly. This is the spinning wheel curse. It doesn't get fixed. Dennis was having the worst day. Much earlier, he'd had to stand at Corporal Jack's side as she explained to the king about the magically appearing spinning wheel on the pitch that morning. It seemed so long ago now. Dennis had stood by through the chilly awkwardness of the scene as King Yolchus grew cold and furious, then raged and ranted at the uselessness of the hounds until spittle flew from his mouth. Now this, it didn't feel real. Kai looked to be peacefully asleep. His cheeks still had colour in them. His eyelids fluttered a little as if having a pleasant dream. Prince Chase's words made no sense. Of course this could be fixed. Kai was going to be fine. Ziggy nudged closer, clearly taking Dennis's side against the wall of royals, so wrapped up in whether Kai might be their lost sibling, they didn't actually see him as a person. In the fairy tales, she said quietly, a spinning wheel curse was broken by a kiss. Isn't that right? Dennis stared at her suddenly, wild with hope. But then that felt worse in some ways. He liked Kai so much, but was it love? Epic, curse-shattering, magic-dissolving true love? That was a lot of pressure on a relationship that was only a few months old. You're forgetting one detail, said Prince Chase, his voice like acid. In the stories, the kiss only worked after 100 years. Dennis turned his blank gaze to the prince as the pieces fell into place. How had he forgotten? Queen Ella, the mother of the royals, had been asleep in a tower under this same curse for years. If there was a fix for this, if love was the only ingredient necessary, surely they would have found it by now and released the queen from her cursed slumber. I have to try, right? He whispered. Of course you do, said a distant voice that sounded a lot like Princess Camilla. Slowly Dennis leaned in and brushed his mouth lightly over the lips of his sleeping boyfriend in the gentlest of kisses. He waited. Kai breathed in and out. And that was it. He did not wake up. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week!